This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, what a difference a week makes, and that's particularly the case when it comes to fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. We'll be taking a look at some outstanding fishing opportunities a little bit later in the program. But first, we're going to be looking at the second round of deer permit applications, as well as mushroom hunting, and maybe a little bit of a reminder about camping. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as promised, it is the second round of deer permit application in time now, and residents and non-resident hunters may now apply for the second lottery drawing for 2018 Illinois firearm deer and muzzleloader-only deer permits. The deadline to apply for the second lottery is June 30th, and for more information, you can check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you're a mushroomer, no license is required for mushroom collecting in Illinois, but mushroom collectors must have landowner's permission, and the public sites must adhere to collecting regulations and hours. And collection of mushrooms is allowed on many IDNR sites, but is prohibited in any area designated as a nature preserve. And areas under the jurisdiction of the IDNR that are offering spring turkey hunting are not open to mushroom collecting until after 1 p.m. daily during the spring turkey season to ensure the safety of all site visitors. Mushroom hunters are urged to call ahead to the state, the site they intend to visit, to learn of any site-specific regulations regarding mushroom hunting. And keep in mind that mushrooming is just now turning on, so this is during the spring turkey hunt season, and we will need to wait a little bit, probably till after 1 p.m. to be on the safe side. And don't bother wildlife when you are out there. When people come in contact with young wildlife, they may jump to the conclusion that the animal is orphaned or in need of assistance. Young animals are often left alone while their parents are away searching for food. The best plan is to avoid touching or removing a young animal unless you are absolutely sure that it is an orphan or severely injured. Many species return to their young near dusk and dawn. A young animal that looks well-fed with bright eyes and clean fur or feathers is probably not orphaned. If the animal does need help, contact a wildlife rehabilitator for advice. Interested individuals can find more information on the Living with Wildlife in Illinois at the extension http://web.extensionillinois.edu. So that's another possibility. And if you are a camper, it is camping time. Spring and summer are great times for camping in Illinois, and interested folks can make a campsite and shelter reservation for many IDNR sites online through the Reserve America website at www.reserveamerica.com. That's www.reserveamerica.com. And be sure to check your boat registration. The IDNR reminds boat owners in Illinois to check their three-year boat registration decal and renew their registration if it expires on June 30th, 2018. Renewing watercraft registrations can be done online through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov, or you can call 866-867-3542 to learn more about registering your watercraft. So that's the story right now. We're going to take a brief break and come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And indeed, it is a good look. Okay, we're back, and as we told you, things are looking much better at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs since our rather dismal report last week. In fact, the recent period of warmer weather has triggered exceptional crappie fishing into each of the area's large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. However, the recently arrived spring-like conditions promises this action will even get better in the coming weeks. Depending upon the specific lake, anglers are reporting fair to good fishing for crappie, largemouth bass, walleye, white bass, and even channel catfish. As most often happens during the early weeks of spring, Wren Lake, situated in the southern reaches of the state, is currently the best bet for angling action. The lake is up several feet above normal, night slightly murky, and shows Water temperatures in the mid-50s, maybe even upper 50s. Area bait shops are reporting that the crappie spawn is ready to begin. And Rend Lake anglers are finding good fishing for smaller male crappies. Most anglers are fishing with minnows and jigs in 4 to 8 feet of water. Some of the better action is being found under or near the bridges. And in addition, anglers are finding some crappie action in the south-facing coves. Here, warmer waters are bringing in the spawning fish. And the largemouth bass action is slowly improving, almost daily. Only fair action, however, is currently being reported. However, that can change any day, and there doesn't seem to be any particularly hot bait. Red-colored lures seem to be the most productive. And channel catfish and bluegill are also providing good fishing at Rend Lake. Much of the better catfish action is being found near the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use area. And bluegill action is the best in the backs of the necks along the flat, shallow banks. Redworms and crickets have been the top bluegill baits, while commercial baits, nightcrawlers, and large minnows are producing the best catfish action. And though fishing is now just turning on in the main body of Carlisle Lake, tailwater anglers have enjoyed sporadic action for several weeks. And at near normal pool, the main lake is murky with water temperatures near the mid-50s, and fair catches of fish are being taken on minnows and jigs. Crappie fishing is slightly better for anglers fishing in the main lake at Carlisle, and fair numbers of smaller crappie are coming from the depths of anywhere around 5 feet. Similar reports of good crappie action are coming from the tailwaters as well. And some of these crappie have been pretty nice as well, so keep that in mind. And if you're a Shelbyville angler, the water temperatures remained in near the mid-50s. Lake Shelbyville anglers are reporting crappie action is heating up. The lake is a near normal pool for this time of year. And thus far, the crappie have been the best bet, with largemouth bass also providing some limited action. Though most of the black crappie have been small, which are below the 10-inch minimum length limit, good numbers of larger white crappie are being caught. And most of the crappie are coming from the flooded brush in 12 to 25 feet of water. Tailwater anglers are enjoying fair fishing for crappie as well. And minnows and tube jigs are producing the best catches at this time. Walleye and white bass, though still a bit slow, are providing occasional spurts of action in the Lake Shelbyville tailwaters. With warmer and drier weather predicted in the coming days, many anglers are expecting some greatly improved fishing at this location as well. So it does look like fishing is really turning on at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and now is the time to get a bucket of minnows and head that way. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.